Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 86 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Shamari Mosley. Brown County Schools gave initial approval to their annual budget. Kentuckians are divided when it comes to vaccine requirements. Some Lexington residents could be hearing a knock on the door as the city works to keep vaccination numbers up. A handful of Kentucky counties are still seeing low vaccination rates. Two Louisville clinics that offer abortion services could soon have safety zones surrounding them. Four people were arrested in Nicholsville following the discovery of illegal gambling. The weather for tonight is partly cloudy with a low around 64. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news. County school officials gave initial approval to their annual budget for the 21-22 school year. The budget does include raises for school personnel, a 1% for all staff, an additional 10-cent raise for other hourly staff. Superintendent John Maxey says he wishes the district could do more.
We wish we could recommend a lot larger raise. They certainly deserve it. Our staff have been through a lot. They've really stepped up to the plate, and I'm extremely proud of every one of our employees. They went to bat during this pandemic for us, but I am pleased to recommend a 1% raise for all staff.
The budget be considered for final approval at the next board meeting set for 6 p.m. June 15th. Kentuckians are divided when it comes to whether COVID-19 vaccines should be required for employees and students returning to in-person work and school. A recent poll conducted by the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky surveyed 800 Kentuckians on the issue. 50% say they thought it was a bad idea for schools to require children to get vaccinated for COVID-19 before being allowed to return to school in person, while 47% thought it was a good idea. When it comes to returning to work, however, 52% of Kentuckians were in favor of businesses requiring vaccines compared to 44% who were opposed. Overall, 70% of Kentucky adults say they intend to or have already gotten a shot. Meanwhile, half of those who did not intend to get a vaccine say they are still open to changing their minds. Some Lexington residents could be hearing a knock on the door as the city works to keep its COVID-19 vaccination numbers up. WUKY's Josh James explains.
As mass vaccination sites are dismantled and operations transition to smaller clinics and pharmacies, Lexington is also planning on getting the word out in person. Vaccine Task Force co-chair Chuck Mix.
Our plan is to go door to door in the month of June and make neighborhoods aware of mobile clinics that will be in their area in the next week and try to encourage people to attend those vaccine clinics.
Currently, just over 46% of Fayette County's eligible residents have been fully vaccinated, putting the region in the top three out of the state's 120 counties. Fayette saw a slight increase in vaccinations over the last week, but the numbers are still showing an overall slowdown. Mick says now the goal is to make the process as accessible as possible.
So we're trying to bring those mobile clinics as close to the community as we can. That door-to-door program is in the planning stages right now.
The door-to-door initiative is designed to alert residents to those nearby clinics and distribute literature, not administer the vaccine on site. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
We'll take a look at more of your regional news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Carter County Times, a locally owned and operated newspaper serving businesses and residents of Carter County, including Grayson, Olive Hill, Globe, Carter City, Willard, Hitchens, and Rush. The Times is Carter County's source for local news, sports, and obituaries, available at local retailers and delivered every Wednesday. For subscriptions and more information, the Carter County Times is available online at cartercountytimes.com or by phone at 606-225-1318.
A handful of Kentucky counties are still seeing low COVID-19 vaccination rates among residents. Christian, Spencer, Ballard, McQuarrie, and Lewis County are among the counties with the lowest vaccination rates, all hovering around the 20% mark. But health officials believe the numbers could get a boost thanks to the approval of the Pfizer vaccine for children ages 12 to 15. Dalton Gilbert lives in Laurel County, where the vaccination rate is right around 27%. He tells WKYT he recently got his COVID-19 vaccine to ensure his own safety.
I think it's a lot safer. I'll still wear a mask while I'm out, but it's a lot safer to have the vaccine than it is to go without it.
Officials think new CDC guidance that allows fully vaccinated individuals to go mask-free in most situations will also help to encourage others who have so far been hesitant to go ahead and get their shots. Statewide, more than 1.6 million Kentuckians have been fully vaccinated, accounting for approximately 37% of the population. 44% of the population have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccination, including more than 81% of residents ages 65 and older fully vaccinated. A hearing was held Thursday on a controversial bill that would overhaul Ohio's voting laws. Supporters of House Bill 294 say the measure includes provisions requested by local election officials as well as reform advocates by both parties. Those include an online ballot request system and automated voter registration. Kayla Griffin is the Ohio Director of All Voting is Local. She calls the bill a Trojan horse, explaining it also includes provisions that restrict access.
We would think that after such a historic election, where we see numbers that are off the charts, we have to tip our hats to the elected officials. Why aren't we leaning into efforts that will continue to grow our electorate as opposed to restricting them?
Voting rights advocates are concerned about several measures, including cutting the last day of early voting and limiting county boards of elections to 3 drop boxes that can be used only for the 10 days before election. The bill also prohibits the use of public funds to pay for return postage for a mail ballot. 2 Louisville clinics that offer abortion services could soon have safety zones surrounding them. Louisville Metro Council has also passed an ordinance creating 10-foot-wide buffer zones outside the clinics in response to anti-abortion rights protesters. Critics say the demonstrators have harassed and even assaulted those entering the clinics. Ordinance co-sponsor Cassie Chambers Armstrong tells WLKY allowing patients a guaranteed path in and out of the building should be uncontroversial.
Don't we believe that people should be able to enter and exit healthcare facilities without being obstructed? Isn't that something that we can all agree is an important thing in our city?
But anti-abortion rights activists say their actions are being exaggerated and the buffer zones run counter to free speech rights. The ordinance cleared the council 14-11 but requires Mayor Greg Fisher's signature to become law. The 1.5 million Ohioans who rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program could face new barriers to access. Senate Bill 17 would create new administrative processes for applying and receiving assistance through the program, and advocates say it could deter participation. Claire Gisjim at Hocking Athens Perry Community Action worries that the changes to SNAP will shut out struggling Ohioans. She says the pandemic exacerbated hunger, with food insecurity impacting nearly 1 in 5 Ohioans.
We're in a hunger crisis right now. It's unprecedented. There were so many people just on the brink, and they find themselves not being able to meet their basic needs.
Supporters of SB 17 say it establishes best practices and common sense safeguards to deter welfare fraud. Recent research from the Center for Community Solutions found that SNAP already maintains a high level of integrity and has many processes in place to ensure participating households are eligible and receiving the appropriate benefit amount. Pineville Independent School Spanish teacher Ernesto Garcia is facing deportation due to a typo on his application. Students and staff are upset at the thought of their beloved teacher getting deported and are doing whatever it takes to keep Garcia around. Garcia tells WKYT he feels so much love from the school.
Doesn't matter what happened. If we go home, back home, it's okay. We will be fine because we got all this love. We can live for the rest of our life with this.
The students at Pineville started a petition to keep Garcia in the school. As of Tuesday, the petition has more than 1,500 signatures. A team of University of Kentucky researchers is hoping to reduce carbon emissions for coal-fired power plants and other industrial facilities. So far, in their studies, the new process increases the CO2 absorption rate by up to 40% relative, which will greatly help these industrial facilities reduce their emissions more efficiently. Research scientist Bradley Urban tells WKYT They are using packaging material and acoustic signals to achieve the process.
And inside the packing material, you have the solvent that's going over at the packs of the surface material, but now it has a traveling wave on top of it, and that will increase surface area, and that will increase the rate of reaction, increase the amount of CO2 absorbed.
Urban says other teams are looking into solutions into what happens after CO2 is stored. Kentuckians are coming together to help a Fleming County family after a car crash. Haas and Buddy Morgan were driving home after their senior day baseball game last Saturday when they got into a serious wreck. The teens were taken to UK Hospital. Their parents Stephanie and Stephen Morgan tell WKYT the community has done everything they can to make the family's life easier.
For the community to reach out to us, it's a real big deal.
Haas Morgan is recovering with a fractured elbow and heel, while Buddy Morgan is still battling serious injuries. Four people in Nicholsville were arrested following the discovery of illegal gambling machines at two businesses on Monday. The Nicholsville Police Department, along with the FBI, executed a search warrant at Blair's Auto on South Main Street, where they found a room in the back of the business with seven gambling machines. They then executed a second warrant at a location several down rented from Valero and found 15 additional gambling machines. In addition, they seized approximately $10,000 in cash. Teresa Burndine, Sheila Johns, and Caroline Ramsey Jasper, all of Nicholsville, were arrested along with Baron Henderson of South Carolina. All four are charged with conspiracy to promote gambling. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Additional charges as well as suspects may be added in the case. And taking a quick look at sports, it went down to the final inning of the final regular season game, but the Moorhead State baseball team held off the host Belmont Bruins 9-6 in the series finale late Saturday to earn the final Ohio Valley Conference Tournament berth. The Bruins got a two-run single in the last inning of the opening game to win 6-5. After seeing its offense held in check in the first two games, the Eagles produced two big innings in Saturday's final, erasing an early 3-1 deficit to go up 4-3 and extending their lead to 9-3 before holding off the Bruins for the win. The Eagles earned their seventh consecutive tournament berth since 2014, improving to 24-22 to end the regular season with a 13-11 OVC mark. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 64, Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 87, Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65. Wednesday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Tuesday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Thursday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 85. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Taryn Boyd, Terry Stambo, Carla Haight, Cassie Stearman, Ethan Jenkins, Kennedy Roberts, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.